This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real Hall of Famers, our colleague on Baltimore baseball tonight. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling? Happy New Year.
Yes, I'm feeling great, man. Happy New Year, Bob.
Now, Mike.
I'm good with you.
Hey, I'm living a dream. I'm talking to you. What could be wrong with my life? Sitting here with Nolan and Mike Pope. I'm good. Looking forward to that Hinkle and Ice Cold beer coming up in a couple of hours. But we'll agree, because we did the shows together. Nolan was part of the fun too. BBT watching the Orioles just kind of have a disastrous 2025, arguably the most disappointing team in baseball, finishing in last place. Has Mike, at least on paper, Mike, has Elias done enough to redeem himself, bringing up the optimism level going into 26 after, maybe especially when it comes to rotation, in my opinion, failing in 2025?
I think the offseason has been tremendous. It, definitely the best since he, you know, took over, for sure. I mean, I think he addressed the pitching needs, definitely got the power in there as well. And I think he's sending a message, too, to some of these younger players that, yeah, we made a nice little run with some young guys, but here we go. We're trying to win now. And so if a young guy isn't quite ready, then he's tradable or he's going to go back to the minor league. So I think it's great because that's just how you kind of breed, you know, success. A guy is just continually challenging themselves. There's never any complacency. And I love the fact, you know, that they've just really bolstered the pitching staff. I'll say this till the end, though. They really got to start developing pitching. And then, you know, that might really change this organization around to where you think they can win every year.
Now, you talk about the rotation, and Rodgers was brilliant last year, second half. August, he looked like Sandy Koufax, and Bradish, when he's healthy, he's as good as anybody in the American League, but Eplin just had the back surgery. Bradish had Tommy John. Wells has had two elbow procedures. I mean, you're picking up what I'm putting down, right, Bordy? So even though on paper it looks good, Shane Baz has had Tommy, or Baz. Is it Baz or Baz? Baz. Ah, Baz. He's had Tommy John. Do they still need to bring in not just another starting pitcher, another top-level starting pitcher, especially with top-level guys still very much out there to be had?
If you can, why not? I mean, it because that's what the Dodgers did, and that's the only reason the Dodgers were able to keep their head above water. And you might not even think they kept their head above water. At one point, they were like one of the worst teams in baseball with all the injuries they had. but they just had so much depth that it kind of kept them at least afloat. So you just need to keep stockpiling arms as much as you can, and with common sense, though, because you certainly don't want to, you know, deplete your minor league system. I think they have a strong system right now, that there are definitely guys that still could be traded. And I also think there are some big league guys that still potentially could be traded. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did something else. I really wouldn't. So it's an exciting, in my opinion, an exciting offseason, you know, for the Orioles. And let's just hope that guys can stay even half as healthy as they did last year.
I wanted to ask you about Trevor Rogers in particular, because he's kind of an interesting guy for me heading into 26. You're confident in him based on what he did last year, but is it almost unfair to expect him to even be close to what he did? Because he was otherworldly. I mean, I feel like everyone's got him penciled in that he's just automatically this front-end guy. What are you really, like, what are your realistic expectations for him trying to follow up what he did this past summer?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Happy New Year, Nolan. Man. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Thank you.
You know, I think I think last year was an incredible wave of confidence. And the hope is that, like every player, that they can hold on to it and it carries over. And sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it does. But I don't think he's going to be bad, because I just think these – experiences that every major league guy has at the highest level will help them. You know, I think this guy's maturing. I think last year was a huge step for him. And even if he does stumble, I just feel like, you know, he's just in a better place mentally to kind of recover, trust, you know, what they talk about so much now, the process. And he seems to have locked into a really good one. And when guys have that and they believe in it, man, oh man, you just let them run with it. For sure. And don't even try to tinker with anything. He was on his game. He had a great feel for all his pitches. He won different ways. I just think he matured. And that means that, you know, I just think I'm not saying he's going to be better. I just think he's going to be just a more quality big league pitcher. That's what I think.
Another guy to keep an eye on, Heston Kjerstad. Almost a forgotten man at this point in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of people have written him off, that he's not really a part of the major league equation. But you're kind of, I don't know how to put this, you're almost stuck with him, because whereas a Kobe Mayo, people think he's on his way out of town, but it's because he's going to be a trade piece. But Heston Kjerstad is not really any trade value, but do you think he still gets, we'll call it like a real opportunity with the Orioles, or does he get lost in the outfield shuffle again?
I personally hope that he shows improvement in AAA. No way would I call him up right now. I don't even care what he did in spring training. There ain't no way. The game took him over and just beat him down last year. And I don't know if that's what happened when he went down to AAA, he just couldn't overcome. But this young man's got to prove himself right now, because I think he realized, you hear whispers in the minor leagues, the defense is really important in the big leagues. Well, man, oh man, somebody didn't really tell him how important it was, because he was exposed from jump. And then all of a sudden, the impact of that obviously had carry over to his bat, because it's his bat that plays, right? But you better be able to defend a little bit. Holy cow. So I think he's just got to really prove himself in the minor leagues before he can even get a chance, to be honest with you, in the big leagues.
He's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joining us here. 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Bordy, always great to talk to you. Happy New Year to you and the family. And look forward to talking baseball throughout 2026, anticipating a much more successful campaign than we saw in 2025. Hopefully.
I'm excited about it. Yeah, Happy New Year, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, bud. Talk to you next year. And I'm tired of whining about baseball. We still got football to whine about, which we'll do coming up at the top of the hour. But when we come back, Heroes of the Week, Week 17. If you're on the phones, you're coming up at 1 o'clock, NFL Lunch. We'll do our picks and just close out the year, hopefully in style, Inside Access, taking over at 2 o'clock. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. It's New Year's Eve here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.